Years ago, I was, we were still in our old building. I don't know how many years ago it was. I know it was over 20 years ago. Brother Charles Dyer loaned me a book. And I'd never really studied the book of Ruth. And the book was by the name of, man's name was Boone. But the man's name was Boone. And it was Ruth's Romance of Redemption. And I studied the book of Ruth and just found out how rich and how sweet it is and how beautiful a picture of our Savior in Boaz and our salvation in Ruth. And I'm telling you, man, God's good. Amen. But in Ruth chapter number 1 tonight, it being Mother's Day, I was trying to think what else I could preach to our mothers. And I got thinking about Ruth. But what I'm going to preach to you tonight is it's going to be about the tale of three women. The tale of three women. But this doesn't just apply to women. It'll apply to everybody. Amen? This will apply to everybody in the room, man, woman, boy, or girl. I want to look at Ruth and her two daughter-in-laws and how the three of them each responded to a difficult time. I want us to deal with our own hearts and encourage ourselves to deal with or to deal righteously and do the right thing, like Shy said, when things get tough. Amen? Ruth chapter number 1, look with me at verse number 1. The Bible said, "Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judea, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, the name of his wife, Naomi, and the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And then verse number 5, the Bible said, "In Mahlon and Chilion," remember that's the two sons, say the next two words with me, "died also, both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband." I'm going to stop reading right there. Now, you got to understand the story. This man, Elimelech, it gets a hard time. They're going through a depression, if you will. There's no food, there's no jobs, there's no money. And he hears there's food down in Moab, so they leave the house of bread and they go to a place called Moab, which God said is my wash pot. They went to a place where normally they would not go. Normally, let me say it again, normally they would not go. But because their circumstance changed, they're going to somewhere they should not go. Amen. I've watched people do that through the years, pastoring the church. I've seen people come to a difficult time in their life, and instead of staying there, like Shy said tonight, and seeing what God was doing and what God had for their lives, they hightailed it somewhere else where they had no business going. That never turns out good. It always pays just to stay where God is. Would you agree? I don't care if it's bad. Sometimes it's going to be bad. That's life. We're going to go through difficult days. We're going to go through dark days. But that's not a day when you leave to go somewhere that you heard the sun shining. Because it's going to get dark there too. And God won't be there. But God will always be where He puts you. That make any sense? I would rather be in a hard time with God than in a good time without Him. I'd rather be in a famine or a drought with God than to be in a time of abundance without God. Because in a time of abundance without God, all you're going to do is take that abundance and destroy your life with it. Amen. I've witnessed this very story in the lives of people over the years, Brother Charles, 22 years pastoring this church. I've seen people do it over and over and over and over again. I've seen families, because of a job situation, say, "Preacher, we're going to move to another state." "Well, have you found a church?" "Well, we're going to find one when we get there." They leave where God put them because there's more money somewhere else. And then hear stories later on about how the families fell apart and the children have went astray. And hey, it just never pays to leave where God is. You say, well, I'm struggling right now. Stay put. Don't ever make a decision, especially. If you want to leave, you want to leave God, you want to leave the church, do it when it's good. Do it when there ain't nothing wrong. Do it when you got money in the bank and food in the pantry. Do it when everything's all right. But don't make big spiritual decisions when there's a turmoil going on in your life. Because 9 times out of 10, you'll choose the wrong. Now, I'm going to say to you that Naomi, the wife, Mahlon and Chilion, in this story, I'm going to say, Brother William, they did nothing wrong. They followed the leadership of Daddy. And she followed the leadership of her husband. Elimelech said, come on, honey, get the kids. We're going to Moab. And she followed her husband. I've seen many of families follow the husband down a bad road. And it wind up in peril just like it did here. They get down in the country of Moab. And first thing that happens is Ruth loses her husband. Then her boys take girls of a land that they wasn't supposed to marry. Amen. And they marry them, and then the boys die. Amen. That's a pretty rough situation. Amen. You done lost your husband, you're in a strange land, you ain't got family, you don't know anybody, you've lost your husband, and both of your boys has died, and now here you are with these two Moabite daughter-in-laws. I want you to notice, I'm going to preach fast tonight, we'll get out of here. But I want you to notice the choices that these three women made. In verse number 6, look at it with me. Verse number 6, then she arose, talking about Naomi, with her daughters-in-law, that she might, say the next word with me, return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Let me stop right there before we talk about her choice. You know what she heard? The famine was over. It didn't last forever. Weeping may endure for the night, the Bible said, but joy cometh in the morning. The storm did pass. The cloud did go away. The sun did shine again. Hey, the turmoil and the trouble and the storm, it did go away. And yours will too. May be another one right behind it, but thank God he usually gives us a break in the middle. Amen. Amen. It did get better. They should have stayed. Wherefore she went, verse 7, forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. They were on their way, Naomi, mother-in-law, Orpah, and Ruth, daughter-in-laws, and they are on their way. I want you to notice the choice that Ruth made. She made a choice to return. She made a choice to return. There are so many that are out of the will of God today. They have walked away from the house of bread, if you will, and they've took their journey and sojourned in Moab, a place where God is not. And boy, I pray every day, God, get on their heart and cause them to return and come home again. Do you know, I don't know a Christian who doesn't backslide. I don't know of a Christian who doesn't wander away from God. Trying to remember the words of that song. Talks like sheep prone to wander, prone to leave the God I love. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Man, we're prone to. That's our human nature. Our flesh goes against everything that God is. Do you understand that? Now, if you're saved, there's a spiritual man on the inside of us. We have a new nature, but that flesh don't have a new nature. We're going to wander like sheep. Amen. But listen, we need to keep in our minds, before we get too far, let's go back home. Before we get too far, let's go back home. Thank God Naomi had enough God about her. She said, I'm going back. I don't have a husband to lead me anymore. I don't have anybody to tell me what to do. I'm going to take the responsibility, and I'm going to take these girls, and I'm going back home. Somebody ought to just go back home tonight. You get out of church long before you get out of church. Amen. You get out of church long before you get out of church. I can tell them the looks of some faces, you're out already. All it's going to take is a nudge and you gone. What you ought to do is just come home tonight. Old Naomi gets back over there and she says, call me no more Naomi, but call me Mara, for God hath dealt bitterly with me. Smartest thing to do was to stay home. Smartest thing to do, would you agree? Would have been to stay home. But she followed the leadership of her husband, which was the right thing to do. And they wind up in a bad situation. Hey, they were scrounging for food in Bethlehem, but they were burying family in Moab. I'd rather be hunting food than burying my boys. I'd rather be looking for food than burying my husband. What I'm trying to say is it may get tough where you're at, but set still. Don't go running off at every little thing. Some of God's people are so touchy. Amen. So touchy. It don't take much to set them off. Wear your feelings on your shoulder. Every little thing hurts your feelings. Hey, you need to toughen up a little bit. If we're going to live in this world as Christians, you're going to have to be a little tougher than what you are. Amen. What's that old saying, Brother Charles, about hide like a rhinoceros? What was that? Say it out. Every Christian ought to have a heart of a child, the mind of a scholar, and the hide of a rhinoceros. Y'all get that? The heart of a child, the mind of a scholar, and the hide of a rhinoceros. Listen, I've been here 22 years. You reckon anybody's ever said anything about me? I ain't leaving over your internet chat room. You can take that and stick it in your ear sideways. I'm not leaving because you talk about me. I'm not leaving because you reckon I've ever had my feelings hurt? Man, I've had my heart broken. It went way past. I don't get hurt feelings much, but I get my heart broke. Amen. Yeah. Amen. When people I've loved all their life turn and, oh, it hurts. But I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. Somebody said, Brother Eddie hadn't come to see me. I don't know where you are. You know where I'm at. Amen. I'm in the same place I've been, and I'm in the same place I plan to be till I die. Everybody all right? Naomi made a wise choice to return. It's never a bad thing to come back to where God is. Just mark her down. It's never a bad thing to come back to where God is. Let's look at daughter-in-law number one. Naomi chose to return. Look at verse number 8. Naomi said to her daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. Now watch this. And they, that's both of them, and they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that may be your husband? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept. Watch this. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. Amen. In our story, we've got one lady who chose to return. But now in Orpah, we've got a lady who chose to retreat. She was on her way. Naomi, Ruth, and Orpah, all of them on their way. She's on their way to where God was. that's on their way to getting to where they needed to be in their life. I watch people like this all the time. They get started and they're on their way. They're on their way to the will of God for their life. They're on their way to recovery. They're on their way to different things, the will of God for their life. But somewhere on their way, somebody talks them into going back. Somebody talks them into going back. Back is never the answer. Amen. The answer will never, ladies, be back at the dope house. Ever. You'll never find an answer there. You never found an answer there before. You'll never find an answer there again. Don't ever let anybody talk you into going back. Amen. Are we okay tonight?
Yes, sir.
Naomi chose to return. Orpha chose to retreat. She had a choice. She could have went to where God was. A Moabitish woman. Somebody the Jew had nothing to do with, but because of Naomi, she could have went in.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
Because of Naomi, she could have went in, but she chose to retreat. Listen, never choose to retreat. Make up your mind, retreat is not an option.
Amen.
Brother Charlie Ryder stood right here one Sunday morning, right here in front of this altar. Big old tears running down his face. He said, "Preacher, I'm tired of it." I said, "What are you tired of, Charlie?" He said, "I got more trouble now than I did before I got saved." Right after Charlie got saved, I led Brother Charlie to the Lord. And after Charlie got saved, they come to church here, and everything in their life that could go wrong went wrong. You remember that? It was like dominoes. Boom, 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 boom. Every time he'd get up, bam, he is knocked right back down. I said, "Charlie, don't quit." He said, "Man, I'm just tired of all this up and down." And he went like that. He said, "I come here on Sunday and bam, I'm ready to go." He said, "But no sooner did I get home and the devil hits us." He said, "I'm just tired of this up and down, up and down." I said, "Charlie, don't give up. Don't give up." And he went about his way. That night, Sheila called me and said, "Tommy's at the hospital having chest pains." You remember that? I went to the hospital down here at Villa Rica in the emergency room. I walked in. Brother Tommy's laying there on that bed and had him hooked up to that machine. We talked for a little while. All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost drawed my attention to that little screen by his bed. And it had that line going just like this. I could hear that thing going, boop, 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 boop. And I could see Charlie's hand in that screen. I said, "I'm sick and tired of all this up and down, up and down. Boop, boop. Boop, boop, boop." The Holy Ghost said, "That's life."
Amen. Amen.
Here's the alternative. Boop.
Yes, sir.
I called Charlie. I said, "Man, you ain't going to believe it. I got to tell you what the Lord showed me." I said, "Man, you told me this morning you're just tired of the up and down, up and down, up and down." I said, "I went to see Tommy in the hospital, and there was that machine. It was going boop, boop, boop." I said, "Brother Charlie, the Lord said that's life." I said, "Here's your alternative, Charlie. Boop." He said, "I'll see you in church Sunday morning." Don't let anybody talk you into going back. Don't let anybody talk you into going back. Somebody sang a song a while back, been years ago. I hadn't heard it in a long time. It says, "I don't want to go back. There's nothing in the world for me. I'm looking straight ahead, not looking behind." Anybody heard that song? "I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back." But you know what? There's a slew of them out there saying, "Come back, come back, come back." Look at them and say, "No. I'm going this away." Naomi, listen, I don't care who you are, how spiritual you are, there are days you'd just rather run.
Yes, sir.
Our trouble, and I don't know if it's like this in every church, but our trouble comes in waves. Seems like it every time, don't it? If one person dies, get ready. It's fixing to be boom, 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 boom. And when one does, I'm like, "Here we go. I don't want to answer the phone. I want to run the other direction." But the other direction is not where God put me. God put me here. Now look, because I don't run, I get the benefit of this morning. Because I choose not to run, let me say it again, I get the benefit of this morning. I get the benefit of seeing God's house full. I get the benefit of seeing people born again. I get the benefit of seeing people's lives change. I'm telling you, it's worth the battle. Just hang in there like a hare in a biscuit. Don't ever give up. Ruth, Naomi, she chose to return. Orpha, she chose to retreat. Brother Earl Hughes said this one time, and I ain't never forgot it. I ain't never forgot a whole lot of stuff that man said. I loved him with all my heart. He was preaching about that Syrophoenician woman we talked about this morning. He said, the Lord called her a dog. The Lord called this woman a dog. And she didn't go nowhere. He said, what's it going to take to run you off? When Brother Earl said that, I thought, I've seen people leave for a whole lot less than that. I've seen people just quit God for a whole lot less than that. I've seen people leave because their name wasn't mentioned. Honest before God. Get up in the middle of the service, leave. Because it wasn't recognized. Hey, there's over 500 people here today. How much you think was on my mind? What's the one thing I'm trying to think about more than anything else? What I got to preach to you. All this other stuff, you know what? I'll be honest with you, and I don't want to sound crude or harsh. Don't make a hill of beans to me. Don't make a hill of beans to me. It wouldn't hurt my feelings if we didn't make nair one announcement. Wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. Well, we didn't know anything was happening. Read your bulletin. Amen. All that fluff and foo-foo stuff, this is what I'm about. I didn't come here to make announcement this morning. Hey, we'll do the happy birthdays. We'll do the happy Mother's Day. We'll introduce the brand new babies. That's a blessing, man. Hey, but that's just filler. This is the real deal right here. I wouldn't forsake the preaching of the Word of God because somebody didn't say my name. Are y'all all right? You know what I like? I like when people do something special for the church and they make me promise not to tell who done it. I like that. And I always honor that request. I don't tell a soul. Who gave that money? Nobody know me and Brother Tom. And I guess people down at the bank might know. You know why they do it? They do it for God. They don't do it so Brother Eddie will get in the pulpit and, oh, thank you, Mr. So-and-so. No. Some people do that. I've had people tell me, we'll help and do this and that if you'll name a building after us. Really? I'm about to point now, if somebody came around and said, we'll give you a couple million dollars if you'll name a building, we'll put the name on it somewhere till they die. Y'all all right? Naomi chose to return. Orpha chose to retreat. She let her mother-in-law talk her out of going to where God was. Let's look at this last one and we'll be done. Verse number 15. We wound up in verse number 14 where it says, Ruth clave unto her. And she said unto her, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and to her gods, little g. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And I want you to notice the attitude of Ruth. And let's pray God give every one of us this attitude. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. Whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. What an attitude. Naomi said, "Now, Ruth, darling, Orpha's gone back. Why don't you go on back to her? She's gone back to her people." Her people weren't Naomi's people. You got to remember that.
Amen.
The world's people aren't God's people. Amen. We're not better than them. We're just saved.
Yeah.
She said she's gone back to her people and unto her gods. Little G-O-D-S.
Yes,
and Ruth said, "Don't say that to me again." That was her attitude. She said, "Entreat me not. Don't tempt me. Don't tell me to go back." She said, "I'm going where you go. Wherever you live, I'm going to live. Your God's going to be my God. Where you die is where I'll die." Woo! What a blessing. Naomi chose to return. Orpha chose to retreat. But Ruth, she chose to retain. Ruth retained her commitment to her mother-in-law and her commitment to her mother-in-law's God. It pays to be committed. It may not always pay here. Our choir used to sing at White Oak years ago, "There's going to be a payday someday." Payday's coming. Payday for the child of God is not wealth and riches here. Payday for the child of God is going to be in glory when the Father says, "Good, well done, thou good and faithful servant." Everybody thinks they're going to hear that, ain't going to hear that.
Amen.
Let me tell you how this worked out for Ruth. Because she chose to retain, not only did she do well, she wound up the great-grandmother of King David. That's pretty lofty stuff. It don't stop there. Her name is in the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. A little Moabitish woman who the Hebrew was to have no dealings with winds up in the very genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ, because one day she said, "I'll not go back. I'm going where you're going. Your God's my God. I'll live where you live. I'll die where you die."
Amen.
She made up her mind. She rebelled against her elder. Said, "No. No, I'm going with you."
Amen.
There's another song that says, "I'll just go with God.
Uh-huh.
I'll just go with God." I promise you, if you're saved, there are going to be days when the devil says, "Where is your God now?" There are going to be nights in the midnight hour when you can't sleep and he crawls up into bed with you and lays down beside your head on your pillow and says, "Hey, how's that Christianity treating you?"
Amen.
Don't you remember you had a whole lot more fun back out there with me? Where's all your Christian friends? You need to make up your mind. You're going to say, "I'm going where he goes. I'll live where he lives. I'll worship him. And I'll die where he dies." And by the way, he never will. And I'm going to where he is, where I never will either. Amen. We need to make up our mind. We're going to hang on. We're going to hang in. We're going to stick it out, even how, no matter how hard it gets. Drought may come. I don't play a lot of politics from the pulpit, but things could get bad in our country. They could get really bad. When you get to a place in society where you can throw rocks at policemen, where you can burn buildings, where you can just walk in and freely steal whatever you want, and the president says, "Do nothing." That's a scary time. It's a scary time. You say, well, I believe them cops killed that guy. I'm not saying who's guilty. Man, I'm just saying that ain't right. I guarantee you, if I got me a sledgehammer and walked down here in town, crossed the railroad tracks over to the jewelry store and slung that sledgehammer through the window and went in there and started filling my pockets up with diamonds and pearls, I'd go to jail. Y'all all right? If we all went down there together. If we all just marched into Walmart and started toting out plasma TVs, they'd have to split us up because there ain't enough jail here to hold us. I'm telling you, things may get tough in America. Right now, it's not hard to be a Christian. For the American, we got it made, man. We're more free than any Christians on the face of this planet. We have zero pressure on us, really. I don't really face any opposition. Not from the world. Not one time have I had the city come down here and say, hey, y'all can't be doing this on Sunday. Y'all, hey, do you know? I got to be careful. We're on the internet, ain't we? We was way past our capacity today. Man, that's just God, man. We got it made. We got it made. But one day it may come. One day it could come. They could march in here and say, hey, you got too many people be in this place. You're going to have to do something. One day that could happen. But man, right now we got it made. But when the trouble comes, and it may not be trouble from the world, it just may be trouble in your family. It may be financial trouble. It may be physical trouble. It may be relationship trouble. You need to make up your mind and say, I'm going with him. I'm staying where God is. I'm not going back. I'm going to retain what I've got. She said, Naomi, I'm holding on to you. Wasn't long she laying with her feet, her head at the feet of Boaz, gleaning in the fields, picking up them handfuls of purpose. Wasn't long she married in. A tale of three women. One chose to return. It's never a bad idea to return. I don't care who you are, you can slip away. Would you agree? I don't care who you are, you can slip away. Come back. Come back. I tell people all the time I see that are out of church. I say, won't you come back? Won't you come back? I'm embarrassed. Oh, shut up. Don't be embarrassed. What's to be embarrassed about? Well, I messed up. Well, join the messed up club. Amen. Come home. Just come back. Just come back. It's never a bad idea to return. It's always a bad idea to retreat. Don't ever take Orpha's route. Amen. But the best thing is just to retain. Don't go nowhere to start with. Stay put. Amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Brother Todd, y'all come get us a song. What was y'all going to sing with Levi this morning? Y'all want to do that? Whatever it was? Oh, you did? Okay. Do whatever y'all want to do. Listen, let's just mind the Lord tonight.